Well, how's it sound?
Very good.
Check.
Triple double check. Ooh, you're loud. That cough was loud.
Turn me down?
Turn the motherfucker down.
He's right where he should be.
Well, don't cough then. Yeah, I maybe I'm loud.
Yes.
Welcome to Cumtown.
So I guess we got to go to a pumpkin patch.
I can't fucking wait, dude. I've been waiting for years to get a squash.
We didn't do any of the promises. But, I mean, the way this worked out, because it's been teetering for months.
Yes.
I feel like next month it'll go back down with the drop-offs and then come back up.
Shut up, Adam.
That's how it works.
Why do you have to be negative? Maybe we'll
it's
stay.
It's not negative.
It is.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well,
why can't we celebrate?
Why are you hyper focused on the money instead of the pumpkin patch?
Yeah, dude.
I'm not.
You really just were, man. You're trying to steal the pumpkin patch.
You got charts and dollar signs rolling around.
Bro,
your head,
you know I don't believe in money. That's the thing I always say.
No, yeah, because you would rather we go back to coins.
I'm thinking about how good
the gold standard.
I'm thinking about how good my delt's looking, a crew neck walking around that pumpkin patch.
Mm-hmm. Just poking out a little
Some
bit.
Some dumb bitch dragging her kid around in a radio flyer. Mm-hmm. You know, her husband was killed in a Iraq.
That's right. That's pussy for us. That's for the team.
That's for us. That's for the hero. I'm like, hey, what's up? We just hit $50,000.
Yeah, there's more than one type of hero. We're actually kind of podcasting veterans.
Yeah.
I hope we see one of those engagement photo shoots.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I want those.
You just go up behind the man and put your arms on. Yeah.
Like, I fuck the guy.
Yeah, no, I was in Iraq. Just hit $50,000 on veterans only Patreon.
The other lady's like, wait, you were in Iraq or you weren't in Iraq?
Yeah.
Shut up, bitch.
I started a website called Veterase where for $5 a month you can sponsor a veteran. And it buys them all sorts of stuff like hats from the gas station or sunglasses from the gas station.
Punisher shit.
Yeah. You can fill up his truck, which costs $385 to fill up every 2 days.
It's 4 miles to the gallon.
Yeah, dude, but in 4 years when he needs to haul something.
Because the stereo system in the truck is actually powered by gas.
It has its own diesel
it
engine.
Has its
the
own
stereo.
Gas-powered radio is a fuck you to Elon Musk.
That's right. Why did he didn't go over to Iraq to fight to not use as much oil as possible?
Yeah, maybe if it was a war for electricity.
That's right. Yes. Right. Maybe when we declare war on the sun, then he'll use fucking solar panels.
We go to war with the Muslim country that controls all the electricity. But that's not the element that we fought for.
No, and it's a victory lap every time his fucking Ford Raptor or whatever the fuck runs out of gas.
His F-750.
That's
coal rolling.
That's those fucking little children that he killed with the blunt end of his gun when he ran out of bullets and he smashed their head open and just looked at their brains. And for a second, he was like, wow, that's probably what my kids' brains are like. But then he snapped out of it and kept shooting children and women. That's what that gas mileage is for.
It's for him to forget.
You're quieter when you're on the cans.
Yeah, because I can hear myself.
Because you can hear yourself.
Mm-hmm. I'm self-conscious.
It is disorienting.
I'm self-conscious now. It's gonna ruin
Are
my.
You?
No,
I like wearing them because it makes it easier to do impressions.
Oh,
because you can listen back.
Yeah,
you should actually put the mic closer to your mouth.
Me?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. Where am I? Am I one?
Listen, man. Don't you dare! I'm the motherfucker on the cans.
No, I mean.
Don't you fucking.
Is that
dare.
Better?
Yeah.
Do I sound better now?
You actually literally do.
I had this down to. I
no,
wouldn't say
didn't.
A science.
You absolutely never have had any sound thing down to
yeah,
a science.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever had it down.
We've
good.
Never had good sound. There hasn't been one episode where the sound was right.
There was one or two. There was one time where I caved and just hired somebody to do it.
Oh, nice.
And fix it. And then everyone was like, this sounds like shit. And I was validated.
Nice.
Because I'd rather, I don't want it to be good.
Yes.
I want it to be bad if someone else does it also.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's why I'm a socialist.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's my economic theory is that I don't want things to be better for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You spitefully want everything
to be
worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to tattle on people.
I love to tattle.
Yeah. I'm sexually attracted to the My Little Pony tattletale.
Mm-hmm. Was there one?
No, but it should be.
Yeah. I feel like all my little ponies are snitches.
Where have you been, Tattletale? I went to the reporting kingdom to tell on people.
I had people to go that were minding their own business.
I had to go tell the king that I think I heard someone say a slur. I wish I knew the plot of My Little Pony.
I know. Is there a plot? I thought it's just dolls.
It's a TV show.
Yeah, they're just
really?
They're really sexy.
Yeah, there was a TV show
really
in the 80s.
On,
they made the dolls from the TV show.
No, it's the other way. The way the Care Bears.
No, it was
a
television show.
And then
they brought the show back.
And then they made the dolls.
And then autistic guys got really into it.
And autistic boys in the early 90s wanted to fuck the dolls that they saw the girls playing with.
I thought
and
that's
so
how it started.
So created this repressed sexual urge that they wanted to play with these ponies that realized itself later in life.
Mm.
Yeah. And then when the show was reborn... they're like, oh, well, it's on TV again. I guess it's for adults.
Of course.
I guess if something is on TV while I'm
there's actually a lot of jokes for adults.
There's a lot of jokes for adults in there. Like, they do the joke about wanting to fuck the ponies.
That would be, I would watch
that.
Yeah. If the show was just, if it's like the first like 4 minutes are just these like innocent little horses and then just a guy bursts in and fucks them all.
Yeah.
I would watch that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The jokes for the adults are the people witnessing all the things you're drawing online. The jokes for adults is
it's
your
the culture that
is
sprouted
your life.
Up. Yeah, you
it's
are
us
the joke.
Laughing at you and your life. That's the humor for adults. In My
now,
Little Pony.
Now, are My Little Pony guy a brony?
Steven Universe bronies. Actually has a lot of jokes for adults.
Yeah. Now, are they gay? Are bronies exclusively gay, or do they fuck women?
No, they want to fuck cartoon horses.
I don't think they want to fuck cartoons. It's like...
But don't they dress up as cartoons?
No, I mean...
There is a cosplay element.
People,
I went to BronyCon in
people
Baltimore
are in like
once.
A permanent state of childhood now. None of them mature, and then that realizes itself in certain instances with like outright baby play, but a lot of like just regressive bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, watching a children's show makes me feel good. And it's like, it shouldn't. If you're an adult and you watch a child show,
you should be like, this is gay.
It should make you feel disgusted with yourself.
Yeah.
Go get laundry done.
Yeah.
No, fuck that, dude. I'm dropping my laundry off.
Try
and
to
I'm
get
watching,
pussy.
I'm watching The Adventures of Flapjack.
See, whereas I regress to being 15.
That's right.
And I'll sit and I'll watch every Jean-Claude Van Damme.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll be like a grown-up.
Like a man.
I just watched Hard Target.
Hard Target's good.
So funny that he plays a Cajun.
Yeah. My name's Lance. Why do they call you that? Well, it's because it's his name.
The chick in it is fucking hot.
Why do they call you that? Because my mama took one. That's what he says.
My mama took a
his
Lance?
His name's Chance.
Chance.
I said
Chance.
Lance, but it's Chance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My name's Chance. Well, why do they call you that? Because my mama took one.
That's so fucking stupid.
It's so gay.
What's your name?
Two dicks. As is Cajun.
Why do they call
doing,
you that?
And he calls him Sean's.
They're doing competing accents. Competing Cajun accents.
I think Wilford does a little bit better.
Well, because he's actually trying to do like a Cajun accent where Jean-Claude Van Damme
is just doing a Belgian accent.
He's just still French.
Yeah.
That rocks.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. A lot of good kicks, though.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what I
want
to rewatch.
A lot of good kicking.
Rewatch is The Quest.
Which one is that? The one where he's like a French? Oh, that's Legionnaire.
I've been having trouble speaking.
Yeah, maybe you're dying.
I don't know. I keep saying doing like the WR thing and slurring my speech.
Like saying wed?
Yeah, like hard target. Well, I guess those are
hard target.
Hard
target. I'm trying to think of something that has a hard R in it.
Oh, no. Nice try.
But it doesn't, actually. That's still a soft R.
Uh-huh. Well,
I mean,
listen,
it's a hard R in comparison to the A.
Do not try and back your way into this through linguistics.
I'm just
trying. You can't say
the
N word
for... No, I'm saying I think I have some kind of neurological problem and I have to say it to...
to clear
to
it
test.
Up.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
Imagine if you got diagnosed with that, how
like,
mad
here,
people would
this
be.
This says handy recorder and I've been saying recorder.
Recorder?
Yeah, I'm having trouble like making hard sounds.
Hmm. Maybe because you mocked the bronies and the children...
Maybe.
You,
now I'm
going to
start talking like that.
You're going to start talking like that.
Yeah. Currying.
My friend's mom, who used to run, at Nintendo.
Her. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
She started a My Little Pony trading card game. So we went to BronyCon to like work in her booth in
Damn.
Baltimore.
Have you ever told this story before?
I don't think on the pod.
Oh, really?
Maybe I have. All right, I'll stop.
You've mentioned this lady for sure.
Yeah,
and I know her, by the way. Let me make that clear.
Mm-hmm. Damn. You know what'd be crazy if someone at the Brony convention was making the ponies fuck? Making two ponies fuck.
Is that they what? Did. Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Two stuffed animal ponies fuck. Yeah. And there was like boys cheering.
Adam, in your defense, I don't remember this, but I don't remember anything we talk about.
Neither do I. That's why I repeat things.
I remember everything.
That'd be so funny if you got a WR speech impediment. That'd be so good.
It just late onset.
I should be allowed to say with Todd.
That's true. If you if you talk like that.
If you talk like that.
You know what it came from is like having to be mindful of not having my mustache go into my mouth all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's like changed the way I speak.
Wow.
Oh, because you like have to guard your mouth
a
little bit.
I have to, yeah.
Have you ever thought about trimming the whiskers?
No.
You won't.
No, it won't happen.
Just brush them to the side.
Speak like a child.
No, well, yeah.
You'd want a big ass beard and to be like, hello, everyone.
Hey, who's a grown man now? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The system.
That's good, man. So yeah. we should, you know, we haven't talked about the big news. The fuck Khaleesi Nancy Pelosi.
Mm-hmm. Nancy Pierogi, and she's a big Russian bitch.
Okay. All right. She be Polish?
Polish, yeah.
Well, all the Ukrainians eat.
They all have, like, versions of that.
Yeah. All the foods, it's like, you know, like, Mediterranean food's all the same, and people are like, bro, have you had Israeli food? It's like, no, have you had Lebanese food?
It's like Greek same food. Exact, yeah, same shit.
Same exact
ours
thing.
Is better.
There's
it's
no
different.
Difference.
It's different. Yeah.
Zero
it's
difference.
It's different and it's better. We
same
don't have hummus.
Ingredients.
We don't have hummus.
They don't have hummus. Do you
have
tzatziki?
No, we don't have falafel.
See, slight differences.
Well, I said,
that shit's all the same.
It's all the same. And all those countries are trash.
Yes,
it's
I
an
agree.
Interesting thing I noticed. Is that
Mediterranean countries.
They're all trash.
No.
They're
pretty nice. I'm about to retire to Greece, dude. I want to live there forever. I want to be on a little boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm about to retire to Delaware.
That's good.
Just pick the worst.
The Greece of America.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm moving to Delaware. Might be the worst state. It's either like Delaware,
nah, dude,
or
like Alabama or some
Rhode
shit like
Island.
That. No,
Rhode Island's nice.
Parts of like Mississippi and shit like all that shit. They got fucking fucked up little shacks.
Mississippi's pretty.
There's parts of it that are pretty. There's parts of fucking even Delaware that are pretty.
No, the South is nice.
No, man. There's parts of that shit that are fucked up.
It's real pretty.
No.
Real nice. Real
you haven't
nice
been
stuff
to that many. Also, there's like, yeah, whatever.
Real nice. Real good stuff going on.
I thought it was like overblown, and then I don't remember why I was in Alabama, but I was, and I did not like it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was with Wham City when we were on tour. I don't remember why we drove through there.
You guys did some alt comedy for the good old boys?
I think we were driving through there, but I don't remember what the fuck was going on. And we got barbecue. Or was that with Brandon? I don't fucking know, dude. The point is, it fucking scared me, and it was like a little shack. And the barbecue was good, but everyone was like even fatter than me, and it was sticky, and everyone was ugly. And
like, who's
like
this skinny boy coming out of here? Oh, ooh. This man, I think he fancy because he got most of his teeth. We got a little anorexia. We got Callista Flockhart coming through. Showing off with chompers. What is wayfish?
Eat something, boy.
Yeah, boy. Yeah. My man coming through here looking about 10 pounds.
They're just filling my mouth up with corn syrup.
Yes.
Damn, I do want some BBQ, though.
Yeah, we should go to John Brown's Smokehouse.
I would go.
What we should do is go upstate, go to the pumpkin patch.
Yes, check.
Are you coming to Matt Christmas' birthday?
When is it?
This weekend.
I'm in Indianapolis.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm out of town, too. I can't go
anymore. Fuck, I would love to go. I was
never supposed
invited.
To go, but then I'm going to Rosh Hashanah instead.
Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, relax. Yeah.
You
relax.
Have to say it all cool, huh?
Just say Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah?
Rosh Hashanah,
dude.
Rosh Hashanah,
dude.
Rosh Hashanah.
Say it right. Everyone knows. It's
I don't want to go. I just
he's
have
not up
to.
Here saying Yiro.
Yiro.
He
I'm
doesn't
not
say
that.
He says you.
No,
say
he says gyros.
Like a fucking American.
He's always said gyros.
He says souflaki.
He comes to this country and he learns English.
That's right.
You come here and refuse.
You refuse to speak English.
You refuse to say English words like gyro and Rosh Hashanah.
What is that, the Day of Atonement?
No,
it's
the
their
New Year.
It's their Halloween.
No, that's Purim.
No, that's Purim.
Oh, it's their...
Well done, Slav.
Thank you.
it's Jewish Memorial Day.
Oh, nice.
And which is... That's
when they
why
remember all the people that wink-wink died in the Holocaust?
No, that's Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Wait, you had to make a new one? There's no way Moses knew about that one.
Yom HaShoah and Rosh Hashanah.
Kind of a modern one.
David I don't didn't know about that one.
King David?
He didn't know
I
about
can't
that
come
one.
To work today. It's Shoshana Mammoth.
Does she ever show her titties?
I don't know.
I would like to take a peek.
Are you attracted to her?
In girls,
she's kind of plain looking.
In
no?
girls, in a beginning episode, I only watched a couple eps. I think she almost shows her tits, or she's getting her pussy eaten, or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they're bigger than you'd expect. And I was really hoping to see them out.
She might have some big old.
However, they never come out in that episode. So I'm wondering, do you ever see her titties, or at least is there like a wet t-shirt situation of some kind where I can see more of the outline?
You know what I found out the other day? That Halle Berry showed her tits in Swordfish because they gave her an extra $500,000.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's so
I
chill.
Thought you were going to say $500.
That would have been to me too. That would have been so fucking awesome.
They gave her $25. She went down to the corner and got herself a couple of rocks off that.
It's money. It's just a Money Talks video. You guys ever see those? Those the original, some of the original pay you to show your
bang
tits.
Bus vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and some of those when they don't fuck, it feels like they're real women.
Mm. How about Chang Bus?
Okay,
and all they, right.
They're
it's
like,
the
you come
bus.
In here and suck my dick. And the girl comes in, and they're just like smashing into the Jersey wall.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's also the driver of a Chinatown
yeah,
bus.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. He's so on his opera. Way. He's on his way to Philadelphia.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we're going to Philadelphia. Yeah, Philadelphia. Next stop.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's a good take on it.
Yeah, bus go bang bang. You get bang bang bus. The best bang all over.
Yeah, no, that's a good. That's an interesting kind of perspective to throw on it.
I'm just saying, how about? You can't get mad. I'm not saying that's what would happen.
Yeah,
I'm saying.
No, you're right.
Wouldn't that be racist?
That's
what if
I that's, and that's why I agree.
I hate
with
that
you.
I have to explain satire to people every time that they just don't that they just don't understand what satire is, and I have to explain it to them.
That would be racist.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree
God
with you.
God damn.
whoa, what the fuck? Did the lights go off?
Yeah, these go off automatically.
Even these?
Yeah, he's got smart bulbs,
bro. Just was that the clouds?
Yeah, that was clouds.
Oh, damn, dude. I just got spooked like a lizard because the sun disappeared.
Spooked like a lizard.
Spooked like a lizard.
Spook look like a lizard.
No. Like that doesn't look like spooked like. Very key difference.
Yeah, we got a new song.
No, it's called Spooked Like a Lizard.
It's called Spooked Look Like
no,
a Lizard.
No, Steven.
And this one was written.
Steven, no.
Look, man, I saw your notes. I know what the song is.
Spooked Like a Lizard. Now go put on some handkerchiefs and get your ass fucked with your big ass lips. You know what I read on the internet was that Mick Jagger had a very little penis.
Mick Jagger, what?
Where'd you read that?
I feel like he has like Google alerts for this shit.
For how big someone's dick is?
I was doing some research about basketball players' penises. I heard Scottie Pippen had a huge penis.
Okay, I think that's reasonable to assume.
Just with reading glasses on at the library.
He puts on a sweater.
It was Scottie Pippen's birthday yesterday.
Looking through microfiche at the library.
It was his birthday yesterday, and I heard a story about
your pants around your ankles at the microfiche machine, and you're like just taking notes and looking through.
Looking at my dick, comparing it to celebrity dicks. Who's is bigger than mine? Who's is smaller?
You said Mick Jagger's dick is small.
Anyway, the point is, I heard Scottie Pippen had a big dick. It was his birthday, so I was doing some Scottie Pippen research, and he used to fuck Madonna, and Jordan tried to fuck Madonna. She was like, no, because Scottie Pippen has a much bigger penis than you.
Wow. Because she's a size queen.
She's a size queen, yes. Also fucked Rodman. I don't know if it was first or after. Anyway, that led me down a rabbit hole of what other NBA players have big dicks or small dicks.
Like NBA player Mick Jagger.
Well, then I found out...
Can you let me finish, please, yeah, before you just cut me off?
Just Stavros in that, like, fucking Professor X room. It's a big globe where you can read everyone's thoughts.
With the fucking thing on his head. On, his
thinking about everyone in the world.
In a
state.
Wheelchair.
Well, no. What happened is I then found an article about how...
Professor, what are you doing?
Get out of here, Wolverine.
Chill out, Wolverine. I'm just looking up some stuff. Stop being fucking weird.
I thought
weird.
I locked this shit.
Greg, we can see. It's all on the monitors. It's fucking on the monitors in the whole school. The song's playing. Everyone, we can all hear the song and see the monitors.
Get out of here. I'm just looking some stuff. It's for Magneto. How to beat Magneto. This, just shut up. Shut the fuck up and get out.
Anyway, I found an article about Allen Iverson having a little penis. And that greatly upset me. He's one of my favorite players of all time.
Having a big penis?
Little, unfortunately.
I don't think that's true.
I could see it. The man is slight. Who said it?
It'd be funny if there was an X.
A groupie posted a photo of him. On
well,
the
that's
shade
cruel.
Room. It is cruel. It is very cruel to be posted without your permission.
It would be
that guy Jay Williams on ESPN does have a small penis, though.
That's what I'm saying. It could be that kind of type of.
It'd be cool if there was
guy.
An X-Men whose power was just making people's pants fall down.
That would be cool.
just pants fall down.
Just pantsing people. Just a good prankster.
That politician that hates the X-Men.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, we need to protect our kids. His pants just fall down on TV.
Very good job, Pansio.
Well, here's the thing. Anyway, that led me, in that listicle about Allen Iverson's penis, there was an excerpt from Keith Richards' autobiography in which he accuses Mick Jagger of having a little penis.
Well, he's just being a hater, bro.
Here's
we
the
accuse
thing.
Each other of having little penises all the time.
Yeah, but he says a woman.
We're in the same band, too.
That's true, but you do have a little dick, to be clear.
That's not true you at all, bro. You know do. That's not true.
I know.
You know
I
my
know
penis is literally fine.
I know it's little.
That's the best adjective that I could use
it's
to
little.
Describe
anyway,
it.
Anyway, Mick Jagger, little penis, very big balls. So it's
okay.
kind of cool to know.
A man after my own heart.
Exactly. I got the same setup as Mick Jagger. It's kind of cool.
Did I show you this picture of Yaphet Kotto's hairline on Charlie Rose?
No, but that rules.
It's great.
What is going on? It looks like he's having a hat made out of hair.
But he's like, you know.
Is that a comb over
some
for a black
comb
person?
Forward. Yeah.
Yeah.
They comb, like black dudes do that.
Yeah.
Their hairline recedes and they're just like, I'll just comb it forward.
Like an optical illusion.
Yeah. No, that video is so goddamn funny. Especially the way it starts, because he's looking around that he's not sure if...
I don't know what video you're talking about.
That's the move, is going bald and then getting devil locks, like the guy from AFI.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, just look at him looking around, like not sure if he's going to be able to play this hair off. Yaphet Kotto was the first African-American actor to play a major villain in a James Bond movie. Live and Let Die
in 1973. That's a sweet ass name, Yaphet Kotto.
Yeah, he's tight. He's a Cameroonian king. He's also Jewish.
What?
Oh, yeah. He's a black brother?
Damn, that is a wild hairline.
It's hilarious. You can see how far back it starts, too.
True respect to Yaphet for that one.
Yeah. He's great. There's certain episodes of Homicide where he's like, you can tell he's just drunk as hell. He's like, yeah, says the point of being in a police department is to find and get you got to figure things out. Well, I got to be. He always sounds like he has a cold. Pebbles, Frank, come to my office. I will talk to you about something. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
Mm-hmm. I haven't. Yeah, good for Yaphet, dude.
Yeah, he's Jewish, and
a king,
and the Cameroonian king.
Yeah.
That's pretty tight.
Well,
now,
we're all...
I hear that a lot, though. People are kings of other places. Does he actually have, like, a palace
in Africa,
and shit?
Being a king just meant that you, like, got your learner's permit. I mean, they hand it out pretty easily.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a guy who plays for the Orlando Magic that played for the Blazers last year. The fuck is his name?
Al-Farouq Aminu?
Yes, he's a king.
He's a king?
Or he's descendant of kings or some shit
we
like that.
We all are.
But I don't get that. What does that mean?
He traced his line back to the House of David, King David.
That's right. Okay, who was that guy? How far back is King David a real guy?
Yeah. He was Solomon's dad, a warrior king.
So who did he fuck up?
And then his line went straight down to to Haile Selassie.
That's right.
Who is a descendant of the king of David.
That's right.
Who wants us to leave Babylon and return to Zion.
And Zion is in Jamaica?
It's in Ethiopia.
Oh, it's in Ethiopia.
Yeah.
How far is Ethiopia from Israel? Not that far, right?
Mm-hmm. It's kind of far, I guess. How far? It's on a different continent.
What part of Ethiopia? Or
it's
Africa?
East Africa.
East? Is it northeast?
Yeah,
it's in the Horn of Africa.
It's on the Horn, yeah. It's not that far, I guess.
Not that far, cause, you know.
Because like, I guess
Egypt
the Red
is basically
sea.
Right there.
Yeah, it's south of Egypt.
Is it next to Egypt?
There's a tribe of Jews in Ethiopia, though.
Tight.
Called Falasha.
Yeah, and then they go to Israel and they're castrated.
And then people are not nice. Not nice to them.
They're like, we're gonna just go ahead and finish up your circumcision.
Yeah,
we see some stuff left over.
You see this like Jewish worker.
It's almost like
Twitter account.
Israelis. Are
yeah,
racist.
Dude.
He's having a meltdown.
He tried to come for us.
Having that meltdown about the Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah, saying that it's not the time to have a.
They're like in
a
time
a jewel dealing Jewish movie.
Raging anti-Semitism.
When I read that, I was like, God damn! I wish I came up with that.
And
tweet.
Then people, yeah,
that's definitely
that's
in my
really
wheelhouse.
Good. You would have crushed that.
I would have crushed that. Would have done numbers, bro.
People were like, yeah, who cares? You know, and then
that's awesome.
And then.
Well, Will
down.
Made fun of him, so he thought that the irony left was coming for him.
Well, they got mad because some girl fucking tweeted, like, the IDF video.
Oh, Caroline, yeah.
Caroline tweeted that IDF video, and it's like, no one told you, like,
Adam
Kikes.
We're going to be this way. But she censored it, and it's like, the joke is that it just rhymes with life. I mean, you know, you got to plug some kind of joke in there.
Also, yeah. You are right. Your joke was better.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
Which
but
one?
You're a professional.
I'm a professional.
Which
this is
joke?
Just some dumb bitch.
She's some dumb
this
bitch.
Is some dumb
with
slut.
A fucking Twitter account.
Yeah. Who deserves to be raped by the
No.
No, that's a,
I'm just trying to. I'm
slur.
Trying to find the middle ground here.
Yes.
I'm trying to find a fair middle ground.
Very Solomonic of you.
Yeah.
That's right.
No, they tried to pin that on everybody, but I don't know if you followed.
Just somebody saying.
Yeah,
it's
they were
just
like
one guy who has a Twitter account that says it's called the Jewish Worker, which sounds like a magazine or something. But
yeah,
it's
it
just,
sounds like an oxymoron.
It's one. Well, you know.
The Jewish landlord. It should be.
You know, doctors probably work hard.
Yeah,
I don't
I
know. I can't think of other hardworking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, Adam. You can.
Bankers. I think they probably work hard. They
I
don't
guess
do
they
good
do.
Things.
I guess he didn't say laborer to his.
What
client.
Is it? His thing? If
he, yeah,
said
he said worker.
Worker.
Okay,
yeah,
worker.
Yeah,
worker. And then if you like look at their shit, all of the pictures are in black and white and from 150 years ago.
I think it's
like,
work,
that's your identity
dude.
Movement has to be based around people that haven't existed for 180 years.
Mm-hmm.
fuck. So
but
what?
No,
that guy
anyway,
got mad.
No, the only thing. The only
so
thing.
So he
was,
got mad, and then he tried to go at the Red Scare Cometown crew.
He was going
crew.
After everybody, but my favorite part is
which I had to clarify was not a crew.
They doubled down at a certain point, and they're like, "There's literally Jews in the border camps."
That was the funniest part.
What?
Which is like, oh yeah, that's why they're in there. That's certainly the reason they locked those kids
that's
up is
so
because they're
funny.
Jewish.
That is so... again, I read that and I was like, I really wish I came
what
up
is,
with that.
What does he mean? Are there? Like, what the fuck?
No, it's the same thing as fucking Italians. It's white people that find a way to sneakily prioritize their, like, shred of identity that makes them not white.
Jews have a little bit of a better case.
A little bit of a better deal than Italians.
I would say
that
Italians.
Let's not pretend
Italians
that fucking
got nothing going.
Them being Jewish has anything to do with them being in those detention camps.
Well,
are
also, it's
there?
Like, okay, so if people got shot in Pittsburgh because they're Jewish, does that mean that there's structural anti-Semitism? No.
Right.
You know? If someone goes on a random hate crime, that
well,
doesn't mean that
it's structural.
With the
detention camp thing, it's like the Elliot Rodger thing. Elliot Rodger killed, like, guys also, and it would be like, oh, yeah, we don't have fucking a problem with violence against men when four men have been shot. It's like you pick this
one thing.
Right, exactly. It's trying to say an isolated hate crime is like systemic, which is like retarded, honestly.
What about suckstemic?
That's
and it's you're sucking the stem of my dick.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'd have to.
No, you suck the stem of my dick.
Oh, just from the side.
To the same degree that if you were like pointing out that there are Jewish ICE agents, Are there Jewish people that work for Jewish lawyers?
I'm sure
that,
there's one.
Of course. I'm sure there's Jewish lawyers that work for the Department of Homeland Security or work to justify, you know, putting people in those camps. If you were to then say, like, this is proof that the Jews want to put, like, it, no, these are just people that happen to be Jewish.
It's such a retarded point that guy is making.
Yeah, he sounds stupid.
But he also sounds like he's mentally ill, but that's, I mean, I guess.
That's Twitter,
those
baby.
Are the kind of people that really court the hate, you know?
Yeah.
My favorite move is just saying the dumbest thing in the world, and then everyone says, that's so stupid.
Yeah,
and then
they're
like, I'm literally getting death threats right now. Yeah.
Well, how about that? There was some libertarian guy that was like, oh, so Greta can talk about...
Yeah, but
oh,
that guy, what's his name,
he's
Murphy?
He's trolling,
or whatever?
Right? He has to be.
I mean...
I don't think
no,
he
No, I think he's actually
he doubled down.
I think he's actually a libertarian, but the guy is... His whole thing is like just saying, just coming up with the most wild shit to say.
Well, no, he didn't finish the take. The take is if it's okay to listen to Greta, but for Epstein not to fuck 16-year-old
girls.
Which is
that's so awesome.
That is.
Oh, children cannot want to die, but I can't get my dick sucked by them.
Yeah, that's.
What about the free market?
Yeah, it's also like no one's saying. I mean, no point. You can. Pick apart the entire thing.
Yeah.
No one's saying Greta should be in charge of policy.
I know.
Policy.
It's so fucking stupid.
In fact, she can't. She can't run for public office.
She's a baby. Yeah.
She's disqualified for
She's
numerous reasons. She can't even fucking vote. So, and nobody's saying like, hey, people like her should be able to vote.
Yeah. Well, some people are.
Well, some people are. But it's 16. Like, that's not the argument.
Yes, yes.
Nobody's looking at Greta. The main conversation with Greta is not like, wow, this proves that children should be in charge.
I know.
It's a fucking.
That's not the argument.
It's
yeah,
a, it's like an appeal. I don't know. I don't like Greta because it's like it feels counterproductive. It's like not.
Well, she's just a face that like people could be like.
Well, it's
oh,
an emotional
to
appeal.
Her.
It's an emotional.
Like
appeal.
Chelsea Clinton quote tweeted it and was
"Here's the problem.
You go, girl." It's like, come on,
Shut
bro.
Up, here's the problem.
Shut up.
Is that like. There's enough climate science to show that climate change is real. But there's obviously also like skeptics that have their own data. And it's like that's where this conversation is playing out with people. But prior to the politics and like, like before you even get into a political discussion, the people that are skeptical of climate change are going to like engage with like whatever data they have available to them.
Yeah, but that's funded by like dark money that has like a
sure.
A
that's
really,
not the, that's
like,
not the
interest.
Point that I'm. That's not the point. That
I
I'm
know
making.
The point you're
the
making.
The point that I'm making is that to put an emotional appeal at the forefront like lends further credence to the main argument against climate change, or like the main argument in favor of climate change denialism is that it's a fucking conspiracy, that it's politically motivated. And it's like if you recognize that the people that think climate change is fake are mostly operating on like, no, I just have different data from people, as political as it may be.
What?
And as like faulty.
So what are you supposed to do?
You're supposed to like.
Just keep saying facts?
Yeah, no. Yes, keep saying facts.
Well, okay.
Yeah. Find a different way to reach people with facts, not like browbeat them with a fucking child.
They're just not going to accept facts, though. Isn't that the whole
thing? Yeah, but they're
point?
Also not going to accept a, you know, what looks like. This contrived, you know, performative, you know, display of emotion.
I don't know. I think she's a good faith, like, you know.
I think she herself
individual.
Is. I'm just saying, like, it's not going to do anything to change anybody's mind.
I mean, nothing will.
No, what it's going to be is it's going to be, like, people in Congress that voted against the Green New Deal saying, like, you, like, Greta, you rock.
You're a hero.
So they're, like going to use her as, like, a,
right,
as
right,
a mouthpiece,
right, right,
but
right.
not actually do
while
anything.
Doing, while, like, pass,
yeah.
sneaking a fracking
just like Chelsea
bill
Clinton,
onto, like,
someone
a fucking
pointed out that it was her Chelsea's first tweet since the Epstein murder.
Hell yeah, dude. It's going to take a team to get you.
I don't know.
Interested.
If you want people to listen to scientists, as much as Greta, maybe they should just be as sexy as Greta.
That's what not as Greta. I was going to say give every scientist big titties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then I'll listen. Then I'm tuning in.
No, you need like a Dan Crenshaw type of science.
Who's Dan Crenshaw?
The dumbass
with
the
one
missing
eye.
And
what kind of science is that?
I don't know. Like
dude
maybe
science?
He's got like a hook and he does cool science.
Yeah.
That's how you get the...
Oh, Dan Crenshaw, the Texas guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there was a climate scientist that had a hook and he lived on a houseboat.
So
does he have a hook?
Okay.
I thought he just has an eye patch.
No. Nick's saying we need a different style.
Just listen.
I was listening.
For once in your life.
Just fucking listen.
I was listening.
Dude.
For once.
Adam, just listen, man.
You know I'm slow, but I'd listen. It takes me a minute.
Okay, so we need a guy with a hook and we need a lady with big ass titties.
Yeah.
And that
should be a lady with a hook and an eye patch.
Lady with a hook, guy with a big ass titties.
I would love to fuck a girl with a hook.
Me too, honestly. Have you ever fucked anyone with like a weird something weird? Like no legs or some shit?
No. No. Like a Lieutenant Dan type bitch?
Yeah. I don't know. Like no legs, maybe like...
I'm trying to fuck one of these Lieutenant Dan.
I'm trying to get some Lieutenant Dan pussy. Suck my dick, Lieutenant Dan. Can't you lick my ass? Is it Dan or Dang?
It's Dan. D-A-N. Oh, but the way that Forrest says it or the spelling?
I don't know, man. I've never,
I don't think it's
I've only
Dane.
Seen like a half hour of that movie. And that
You've never
sucks.
Seen Forrest Gump?
No, it's fucking stupid as shit.
Yeah, but everyone's
seen
it.
It's a really bad
it.
Movie.
I've never seen it, dude. My family straight up did not watch American shit until I was like 13.
That's cool.
I mean, we would watch some big things. Mostly Disney and shit. But even the Disney shit I watched was like mm-hmm. dubbed in Greek.
Mm-hmm. What were the movies? Like Yorgos, the gay molester?
No, that
what kind
sounds
of movies
pretty good.
Did you
Yorgos, the gay molester is actually, yeah, that's the most cherished.
It's like an
cinema.
Earnest franchise.
Yeah.
Yorgos like does
bumbling
different.
And fucking children. Oh. Oh, ωραίο κολαράκι αυτό το παιδάκι που έχει. Oh, Γιώργο, μη μου γαμάς το κόλο.
That's, for the people that speak Greek, you're going to really like that one. Sorry for everyone who doesn't. Yeah, no, just literally Little Mermaid, but dubbed. I've talked about this. Lucky Luke, a racist-ass French cartoon. Asterix and Obelix, another French cartoon that I don't remember if it was racist, but probably was.
Mm-hmm. Muzzy?
Did not fuck with Muzzy. Don't know shit about
Muzzy. Muzzy was educational, that's why.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Madeline in Greek?
Never Madeline. Madeline in English. And then James and the Giant Peach in English.
Dude, that shit was fire.
And then Fern Gully, which fucked me up. But the little fairy was hot. But the evil guy fucked me up.
The machine that ate
scary.
The forest?
Yeah, global warming. To bring it all... Fucking full circle.
We've been warned since Fern Gully.
Fern Gully should have been when we started acting. What are you doing, Nick? Who are you texting?
I'm reading Lizzo's tweets.
Why? Did she apologize?
I mean, it's so funny, dude. She's replying to Cookie Monster on Twitter.
Hell yeah. Even when, yeah.
I mean, to be fat and then also...
Respect.
Yeah, my colleague, Cookie Monster... I was speaking the other day with my colleague Cookie Monster about the direction the dessert industry is heading.
I would love a summit with Cookie Monster and Lizzo as foremost members of the community, as thought leaders in the plus size community.
Yeah, one of those fantasy dinners. You know,
that would be awesome. Yeah,
you could have
What's
dinner
the top
with any historically
obese figures. Obviously, Thomas Jefferson, obviously.
Jefferson?
Or Ben Franklin, sorry.
Thomas Jefferson was fit, dude.
No, Ben Franklin, obviously.
Ben Franklin for show.
Ben Franklin. Dom DeLuise. I loved him as a child. Chris Farley.
Lizzo.
Of course. Rosie O'Donnell in her prime.
John Candy?
John Candy, yes.
Louis Anderson?
No, doesn't make the
you
cut.
You seem like a big Louis Anderson guy.
I was not a big Louis
you
Anderson guy.
You probably loved him.
I was a big Chris
you
Farley
You didn't like
guy.
Life with Louis, the show?
I actually did. That was a pretty good show. And Bobby's
like,
World.
I didn't like really any of the Fox cartoons.
Which is what, Bobby's World?
I think Life with Louis was on that.
I think it was a Saturday morning.
Because I remember when Life with Louis was new. And they like did all this.
I
like,
remember
there's
that
a
as
new
well.
Show coming out. And I was like, awesome. This is
yes,
going to be a new
this
show.
Rocks. I love new shit.
And I watched it and it sucked.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty good.
I hated it.
His voice was you know, caught you off guard.
Yeah. Eek the Cat was good.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? That was on Fox.
I remember that name, but I don't remember.
I liked
You know
Eek
what
the
I
cat.
Fucked with? I didn't see that much of it. It was Felix the Cat.
Yeah, it was because it was on in the 20s.
Nah, there was like a couple good ones, and it was pretty trippy, too. I remember seeing one Felix the Cat, and it really fucked me up.
Yeah?
Yeah. Anyway, back to naming fat people I'd like to hang out with.
other fat people? Taft, the president.
No, fuck him.
He couldn't fit in a bathtub. That's iconic.
Yeah, but he's not that fat, honestly.
Really?
I think everyone was smaller back then.
I think we should go back to hosing the president down.
Did we do... Oh, the Taft.
I think Lizzo should be president, and she should live outside of the White House.
Because she can't fit?
In the... Well, we give her, like, no. Like a big tractor tire on a rope to push around, mm-hmm.
And a trough to eat out of?
Yeah.
Wait a second, what?
Maybe like a... you know... Yeah, like a... Like a big exercise ball with a rope that you can knock around a tree. And
is that all the presidents get to live in?
Okay, let me just Google elephant toys.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
To see what the elephants...
I see.
Yeah.
And every president should be treated like an elephant? Would you get as many peanuts as you
yeah,
want?
Yeah, and then you just hose them down from space.
Hmm. Okay. I like that.
What kind of toys do they have for an elephant at the zoo?
There's an elephant that paints now. You guys seen that?
Yeah, he rocks. They're my favorite animal, bro.
Elephant?
Yeah.
Because they're smart? Because they remember?
They're smart. They're good at... The moms are nice to the kids.
The ladies eat each other's pussies when they're friends.
Yeah. They That's jack off cool. by slamming their penises into their stomachs. So funny. Mm.
Yeah, I guess they have barrels that hang from chains.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they're tight.
And they say you have a good. They have good memories. They have an
they're very
elephant
smart
graveyard.
And it's like people use that as an argument to not hunt them.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, oh, well, you shouldn't hunt elephants because they're very smart and they have empathy or whatever. It's like...
That makes the kill sweeter.
Right, exactly. Makes it more difficult to kill them. I mean, hunting is about overcoming the sensation that you're doing something wrong.
Right, with firepower.
Yeah, with firepower.
Mm-hmm.
To understand you're
killing something,
you're asserting your will and power, which should kill you a little bit on the inside, but it makes you feel alive.
Yes, you kill a part of yourself, but you're stronger.
You're stronger.
Stronger after you've murdered
That's what
an
hunting,
innocent being.
That, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can work that way all the way down the list. If nobody did that, if nobody had the courage to do that,
yes,
how would we get cheeseburgers? We'd all starve to death.
That's so true.
I like how people care about global warming, but they think it's wrong to shoot an elephant.
That is a great point that makes mm-hmm. that is
Who
a
do you
one
think's heating up
thing.
The earth?
The elephants.
The
man.
Elephants, dude.
Yep, they're so big.
Yeah.
And they fart.
There's, and I don't know if it's all elephants, but I distinctly remember seeing a picture of an elephant wearing a, like a chef's apron and baking. It was a cartoon elephant.
Yeah.
But I think that reflects.
So
real
they're
life.
Using natural
Are
gas.
Are you talking about Babar?
Gas. Babar has a Mercedes.
Babar
does
he's,
whip like a
He's
a
really using
Mercedes.
A lot of resources.
Yeah.
He probably has elephant slaves, Babar.
Yeah, Dumbo is racist.
Well, no, he's not racist. The crows.
Yeah, well, he's from the 40s. Of course yeah. he's racist.
Oh, I guess that's true.
It was
that's
a different time.
Our elephant, yeah.
Yeah, if you go back and look at Topsy the elephant, the one Edison killed, there's no way that elephant wasn't racist.
Yeah, it was
Do elephants
good.
Know words? Elephants don't know words.
I don't know.
No, but they know colors.
How?
There's got to be an animal that like can't see black people. You know what I mean?
No.
You got to be like outside of the visible spectrum.
No. That's not... I don't think that.
You don't think that...
I do not think that there's an animal
You don't think that,
that
that's possible?
I mean, I think it's probably possible, but yeah. I don't know if it...
I guess maybe... I mean, not all
like
black
a mole
people
maybe?
Are, huh?
Like a mole.
But if you could see, like a, would they not be able to see like a tan
no, they have
white
bad,
person?
Bad vision.
Yeah, they wouldn't be able to see them either.
Okay.
They're not doing DNA tests, man.
All right, I'm just wondering where you what you're coming at, what you're doing.
A bat, right? Bats are
well, but see if they
blind?
Can't see them, they can probably echolocate them.
They could echolocate them.
So,
that's how they see.
Something to think about in that sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
What other animals do you guys like?
I
like that a hippo is actually dangerous.
Hippos are assholes.
They're strong. And they'll fuck you up.
I like elephant. I like monkeys.
Monkeys are tight. Although
dolphin,
chimpanzees will murder each other. Like they do murder,
yeah.
Not just war, but like
they
kill
do
their
murder.
Friend.
They
do like,
war
hit,
too.
Mob hits.
Yeah.
Dude.
They do war as
like
well.
Like if
they
someone's
do, like
number
raids.
One guy and it's like his boys want the one hit one.
Yeah.
The number two guy and his boys want to kill him, they'll do it in the night.
Gorilla, though. Gorillas are really sweet. And vegetarian.
Really? Silverbacks yeah. are vegetarian?
Yeah, I mean they got to protect their bitches, but you know
they got thick cheeks too. Have you seen a gorilla's ass?
Yeah, dude, I saw those gorillas fucking at the zoo.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It was one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
I can't wait to see a gorilla.
Oh, no, they were bears. I saw bears fucking at the zoo.
I want to ride the gorilla.
I don't want to ride.
I want to ride a gorilla.
It would be awesome to do it too.
To wear the bathroom.
To inhabit a gorilla's body for a little bit. Just to feel that power.
They have tiny cocks, though.
That is a fucking trade-off.
Damn, so they're like... They're like you in that regard, but then
but what no do you mean, like really strong also? Yeah,
no, you're not strong.
Really strong in an alpha dominant male?
That's why I said in that in regard.
But in multiple regards.
In that
how about
limited
this?
Sense.
I'm challenging you right now, and you can either tear my head off or show you're us your little dick. Your pussy.
Could you tear my head off?
I could probably tear it. hold on.
You can snap a neck, but tear a head off.
Yeah, I could snap your neck. If you were already dead, maybe. Yeah, here's what I would do.
Are you using a knife?
How are necks
you're
saying so easy in action movies?
That it's fake.
It's fake.
It's absolutely fake. So if you're asking, could I tear your head off with my bare hands?
Yes.
Here's how I would go about it.
That's the question on the floor.
You piggyback on the shoulders.
Quiet, Adam. Let him answer.
With your thighs to pull up, right?
Well, that's not ripping, dude.
No, that would not rip your head off. The How amount of force it? Required to rip your head clean off your fucking body would be, I mean, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's impossible. Yeah.
I could deal with my thighs. The way, would some of those bitches, like, crack a watermelon?
No.
Could you tear a phone book?
That's like a parlor trick. You could probably learn how to tear a phone book.
Oh, it's a trick.
Yeah. I mean, it requires, like, some degree of grip strength, but it's not as, like...
Impossible.
Do you score it beforehand or something?
I don't know if they score it. It's a matter of like physics. Fanning the pages with your fingers or something. I had like a magician show me how like tear decks of cards and stuff.
Hmm. Oh, wow.
Because that's like, you know, that's all like, you know.
When you were at Magic.
Sideshow bullshit.
When you were at Magic school?
No, I had to share a garage with a magician.
And even the L.A. reason. Days.
No, it wasn't in L.A. I was on the road, and there was a magician living in somebody's garage, and I was sleeping on their couch. And
it was a couch garage.
The couch was in the house. The magician basically spent his entire day in the garage.
Well, that's the lab, dude. He's going to come up with new tricks. Well,
anyways, true. If I was going to tear your head clean off your body,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I would do is I would kill you.
Of course.
I would strangle you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then wait until you were dead.
Not as impressive as doing it while he's alive.
Yeah, would be impressive.
It would not happen if you were alive.
I could do it.
You literally, there's no fucking way you're doing
it. If I practice my uppercuts.
There's no way you're doing it.
I would just practice my uppercuts.
You can't even get a grip on his fucking head. Like, if you try to grab his hair, it would just rip the hair out of his scalp before
it's
anything
true.
Else fucking. There's it's no true. Way to grip. There's
uppercut.
Not,
I would uppercut it.
No.
Him off.
You kill him first.
Okay.
And then what you do is you lay his body flat on like some kind of surface, maybe the top of this table mm-hmm. or whatever. And
so
then
his head's hanging off?
His head's hanging off.
Seems like you're using gravity to do your work.
Yeah, you would have to. You would have to find a way to use as much like leverage as possible to continue like twisting his neck to tear at the muscle fibers in either direction, like basically like trying to break a piece of plastic.
And to break the...
So then you would torque his neck in both directions over and over again until you destroy all the like the muscle fibers while his body's rotting.
Mm.
And the spinal column, though.
And the spinal column. And from there... Well, the hard thing to get through is like these neck muscles.
Mm-hmm. Mine are pretty weak right now.
They're pretty weak, but they're still like...
They're still
fibrous.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But that's how I would tear your head off your body.
You could do that. If I'm dead, you could do that. I don't care.
And I will.
If my dad's being a dick, you could just tell him I said you could do it.
Oh, yeah. Really?
He might be like, don't touch the boy's body. Yeah. You find out you have like asthma or some curable disease and I tear your head off. And then the defense in court is like, it's what he wanted.
He didn't
want to suffer anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted me to tear.
He had allergies.
Yeah.
And he couldn't live with them anymore.
Yeah. I guess if there's other ways to do it, you know what we could do is we could tie a rope around your ankles and we could go on the roof. and I could hold, I could really get you in like a good headlock upside down, and then jump off the roof, and I would probably be able to rip your head off that way. But then I would probably break my own legs.
No,
when I when it
you need a
head,
trampoline.
I guess, yeah, if there was like some kind of soft landing for me. This is a thing. We've been invited to be in the new Jackass movie. And this is something I want to try.
Adam, if it meant being in the new Jackass movie.
I would let them injure me.
No, no. Would you kill? Would you die for that
would
cause?
Would you die for that?
Your head has to pop off.
Probably. I mean, I think.
I jump off the Empire State Building holding your head while it's tied. You've got like a... A zero slack bungee cord.
It is quite the honor.
So we go down like 40 stories. We're at terminal velocity.
Yes.
And then it rips your head, probably ripping my arm out of the socket. My arm's getting ripped out.
Yeah, actually, your arm's probably going and his head is probably intact.
Ripped off. His head's ripped off. And then I bleed to death.
It would be funny to see an armless body just land.
And then
in
the
like
Mythbusters just crossing their arms, looking at the TV. Myth completed or whatever. Proven. Mm-hmm. It works.
Mythbusters can suck my dick.
They're like, for this one, we talked to both a doctor and a physicist. And I was like, never. No, we won't. We're not doing that.
We're
because
not
it's
doing
gay.
Any research.
We're
it's
not doing
gay.
I'm going to jump off the Empire State Building.
I'm going
building.
To kill my friend and possibly myself, ripping his head off to be in Jackass.
To be in the new Jackass.
And being in the new Jackass is just sending Steve-O a DM with that video.
And they find every Hot Wheels car in my ass of all time. They're like, did this one make the cut? They're like, we didn't film that. He just wanted. He wanted. He kept calling himself the parking garage, and no one knew what he was talking about.
Respect. Yeah, I would love to be the new Jackass, but I don't want to get hurt. I'm too delicate. I guess I would. I guess I would shit in public or something.
I want to be in it.
I guess I would let. I don't know. An alligator near my balls. Actually, I wouldn't. I would do something with my balls, though.
I don't know. I would like get like real pain pilled out and let them do whatever.
I would show my balls. Maybe party boy. Maybe I could be obese party boy. You know how they had, Wee Man was like the little party boy. Mm-hmm. I could be the fat party boy. Although I guess it. I'm not as fat as the fat guy in Jackass. Is he still alive?
Preston?
Yeah. Wow. What would even be my angle? They have a fat guy.
You could be the gay guy in Jackass.
No. No. They already have a bunch of those.
No, they got... That's you.
Fuck! I don't want to be the gay guy in Jackass.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Fuck, dude.
They need their first gay guy.
And you would be dead, right, Adam?
I would be dead from getting my head
You'd be the
off.
Dead guy. Nick would also be the dead gay guy.
No, he'd be dead from falling off the Empire
I know, you're
State
the dead
building.
Guy.
I'd be the
Nick's,
cool guy.
Nick's
wearing
the dead
a leather
gay
jacket
guy.
With
no.
Slick back hair.
No, you wouldn't.
And I've got a leather jacket on, and I've got 1 foot up on my Harley. And I'm like, hey, guys, what are you doing, Jackass? You guys doing Jackass?
No, you wouldn't. They'd be like, shut up.
Like, whoa.
They'd be like, shut up. You're stupid and ugly.
It's Cool Mitch.
Cool Mitch?
Yeah.
You would change your name to Mitch?
It's Cool Mitch from the 50s. Like, you guys ever hear of Dick Dale?
Yeah, when is Surf Rock Guitar going to come back?
It's back
never
in
really
full force,
was,
dude.
Should we get those guitars?
And
we
can I just mean, like, it's just a pedal,
we
dude.
We just all play... Yeah. That kind of guitar.
Bang, 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 bang. A Greek song, by the way. It's a cover of a Greek song.
Dude, you guys invented surfing, too.
No, we didn't.
Just at the microfiche with your pants down still. I knew it. I knew that was
Dick
Greek.
Dale has a little dick.
Yeah, they're like,
the
how
song
did you find
Greek.
That out? You're like, well, I was searching for dicks, and Dick Dale came up. So I wanted to see if his dick was big or small, so I typed in Dick Dale Greek. And then
Dick Dale. That's a pretty cool name. Suck my penis, fuck my ass, I'm gay.
Jick, I love to listen to Jick Dale. I love
Is that even how they pronounce
I love listening to Jake Jail. I can't wait to listen to him.
What are some other hits of Dick Dale? Just that one, right?
Wipeout.
Oh, Wipeout. Yeah, Wipeout. Yeah.
That was just
dude.
Probably his biggest hit.
Ooh, my dick.
Nice. Nice.
Ooh,
nice.
My dick.
My dick.
Instead of Wipeout?
Yeah, I like that.
I cannot believe people pay us $50,000 a month.
We get paid for this? What if I just didn't know?
Yeah. No, we're not, Nick. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, bro.
Suck
That'd be hilarious. I'm doing ad reads and I don't know why.
Yeah. Wait, what kind of bit is this?
You just asked me to. Yeah.
No, it's because it's a bit.
As a bit, yeah.
Suck my penis, fuck my ass, I'm gay.
My spine hurts.
My back hurts.
From being
too.
On the frontier.
Maybe you have sucked dick a bifida.
Sounds like Nick got his back blown out, dude.
Yeah, by a man.
By a guy.
Yeah, I was riding my horse to your girlfriend's place.
What?
Yeah. And I had to ride there fast because she's like, hurry, my pussy is sealing. It's
you
been
know
turned
I don't
too
have a
small
girlfriend.
By Adam's penis. And now it's sealing up permanently.
Does that happen?
I had to squeeze so hard
Come
to
on,
find
Nick,
Adam's penis.
You know
penis.
That's not true. You know
the
that's not true.
The interior walls had to overwork
he's making
themselves.
This up. If you're listening, he's making
Is that
this up.
True medically?
To squeeze to find it.
Adam, is that true?
And now it's seizing up.
Ugh. Does your no, dick do not. That to girls' pussies?
No, it's not. And you know that I am that feel when no GF, dude. You know that that's true. Not true. You know Nick doesn't have a horse. You know I don't have a girlfriend who has some weird pussy disorder.
Me and Stav got horses and we didn't tell you.
That
what?
Yeah, dude.
You guys are fucking assholes.
What if we
assholes?
Just show up to the pumpkin patch on horseback?
Yeah. I also registered my horse in your name, so you have to pay the taxes on it.
Or you go
what
to jail.
The horse
you go to horse like? Jail.
You got to pay horse tax. So when you owe $350,000 at the end of the year, my bust.
How expensive is it to have a horse? Pretty expensive, right?
Yeah, stable fees.
My grandpa did that to my dad.
It?
What?
He bought a boat and then put it in my dad's name so that...
That's incredible.
Without asking him. And it wasn't my dad's dad. It was my mom.
Shut the fuck
up.
Yeah,
my dad hated him. He's like, are you fucking serious?
That is a good... If he didn't even fuck with him, that's a great move.
That's a great
I respect
move.
That move,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, what are you going to do, sue me, you fucking idiot? Yeah. Pay the fucking taxes or go back to making your little model airplanes. Suck my dick and fuck my ass. Adam has a small dick. Adam has a large ass.
I got to go to
getting antsy about the time, huh?
So I have to go to therapy.
You got to go to your therapist.
You got to go to little dick therapy.
I go to therapy. I just take my pants off and he says it's not terrible.
I have no GF. They're like, oh, yeah, I'll definitely talk to you about that for $200 an hour.
That's not how much it costs. That's not
a problem.
That's not what I talk about.
That's definitely a needing
I talk about deeper
kind of
things.
Problem is
I talk about things about,
like space?
Yeah. No, I talk about existence and that kind of stuff.
Space, like the final... Frontier,
like how big Einstein's pussy
and
is,
and things that I read.
These
you know?
Are the voyages
Smart shit.
Of the Starship Enterprise. Mm-hmm. Its mission to boldly say
its mission. Should you accept
word.
To accept it?
To find its mission to seek out new life and baby gels.
Okay.
Captain's log, stardate 2861. On our quest to the Gamma Quadrant, we have still not found a girlfriend. We are pursuing a distant distress signal all the way in the Delta Gamma Sphere that mm-hmm. is perhaps a baby girl whose car broke down or who she needs boyfriend to maybe meet her and give her a kiss. Captain. Yes, what is it, Worf?
This is all good stuff, man.
Yeah. Thank you. It's called Star Trek The Indian Generation.
Very good.
They're just looking for the planet.
You
of
could
baby
if no one said anything, you could probably do that for 40 minutes.
Dude, this is one of the sketches on the sketch show I'm writing with Lewis.
Yeah. The Louis J. Gomez hour, yeah. Dude.
Computer, define vagina. Vagina, noun, a woman's sexual reproductive organs. Very nice.
Just getting turned off of like, the
getting horny, looking at Wikipedia, looking at clinical
Captain,
definitions.
Our shields are at 10%. What should we do? We should meet a baby girl. No, I'm now. The Cardassians are fucking killing us.
The
Kim Kardashian is so beautiful.
Well, folks, come see us at Funny Moms tomorrow. I think it'll just be me, probably.
I'm out of town, yeah.
Adam's gone. Nick will be doing Star Trek Indian Generation in his apartment alone.
Doing all 12 characters.
Come see me in Medford, New Jersey. It's some weird airport on October 11th. And then I'm coming to Detroit.
The Commander Riker is my favorite. He is the best because he smells the worst of all of this.
Okay, all right. I'm coming to Atlanta on November 23rd.
He is the smelliest.
And then on Thanksgiving, I'm going to be in Baltimore home for the holidays, everyone the 29th and the 30th. Buy those tickets.
Of all of the Star Trek officers, he is the smelliest.
And then Houston, December 13th. And I'm trying to add more dates soon. Come see us at fucking Funny Moms tomorrow. Fat Tuesdays. Every Tuesday at the stand, I'll be there. And go to come.town. Buy Nick's T-shirts. Go to israel.org. For Adam's
Just donate.
Just donate to the IDF.
Yeah, we'll plant
1-877.
We'll plant
cars
a tree in your name.
We'll plant a tree in occupied,
territory and say, "Well, the tree's here, so we can't go." There's already a tree here. That's literally what they do. I swear to God,
I believe you.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Bye, guys. Bye.